Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A Georgia death row inmate scheduled to die by lethal injection next week won't file for clemency. Ray Jefferson Cromartie is set to be executed October 30th. Cromartie's attorney said today because he maintains his innocence, he can't ask for clemency. That's because it would require him to ask for life in prison without the possibility of parole. He has asked the state Supreme Court to intervene. Georgia Representatives Buddy Carter and Jody Heiss were among two dozen Republicans who stormed a closed-door impeachment hearing today in Washington, D.C. Democrats holding the hearings have promised to release transcripts when it won't affect their investigation. The group of Republicans said Americans should be able to read the transcripts of any interviews being conducted as part of impeachment. Former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams says Democrats need to focus on the census just as much as the 2020 election. GPB's Stephen Fowler has more.
Abrams delivered the keynote address at the Georgia Democratic Party's annual state dinner in Atlanta. She said while the goal is winning both Senate seats and sending a Democrat to the White House, another priority needs to be making sure all Georgians are counted in the census.
And while we are out canvassing for votes, we need to be canvassing for the census and make certain every Georgian gets counted. Because when we get counted, we become a powerhouse in this country.
The census is a nonpartisan undertaking but has political implications. Population determines the number of seats a state has in Congress, where the boundaries of those districts will be, and the amount of federal funding they will receive. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.